Oh no no, oh no no, it's another episode of the Law Offices of Quibble, Squabble, and Bicker. You've entered the Law Offices of Quibble, Squabble, and Bicker.
Hey, you've just entered the Law Offices of Quibble, Squabble, and Bicker. If you've come for actual legal advice, you need to turn right around, honey. You need to get out of here, because you ain't going to get none of that. They quibble, and they squabble, and they bicker. But if you want to hear meaningless opinions, this is the right place. They got plenty of that. Stuff that makes no sense at all. They go off on tangents. It's crazy talk. If that's your thing, keep listening. They'll keep talking.
Yay!
Welcome back to the Law Offices of Quibble, Squabble, and Bicker on this November 25th. Yes, the day before Thanksgiving. 2020, and just as like a real quick news piece, the General Services Administration of the U.S. government has given Biden the go-ahead to begin the transition process to become president, to start getting the information. Trump is still trying to win his cases, but there's a government agency that is now officially behind Biden's election. So there we go. Moving on. So our current client, we've got a brand new client, and I think this is client number 22, I think.
Yeah.
Client 22. All right. This is a client is Heroes Are Super and Delicious. And we've been discussing about reining this client in for a long time now, and Greg has finally nabbed the client of his most cherished desires. So, Greg, why don't you bring us into this? Heroes Are Super and Delicious.
Well, when we got this client, we had no idea that sandwiches would come along, but they're here now.
You weren't familiar with sandwiches before today?
Yeah, because they're hero sandwiches, and there's sub mariner. So there's a connection between sandwiches and superheroes that have gone back for quite a while. But mainly...
Tell us more about how far back this connection has gone.
Well, when was the hero sandwich coined? When they started calling those sandwiches hero sandwiches?
I have no idea, but
I don't know.
You keep talking, probably, and I'll see if I can figure it out.
In the 30s or whatever, and then sub. Know. That's around the same time. I don't know why there's so many words for sandwiches. To be honest, like grinder, it's not the same fucking thing. It's a big sandwich packed with shit.
Yeah,
grinder, so sub.
In 1936, they started the New York Herald columnist Clementine Paddleworth.
That's not a real name.
That is a real name. It is.
You think he just made that up off the top of his head, huh?
I'm not
that sounds
good.
Like a Little Rascals teacher or something.
So in 1936, describe a sandwich so large you had to be a hero to eat it.
Oh, that's where it comes from. I never knew.
So from 1937. So it's more of a, but according to this, it's more of a New York term.
Mm-hmm.
In New England, it's called a grinder.
Do you have the word origin for that one?
Well, there's a theory that it comes from Italian-American slang for a dock worker. It's called a grinder because the bread's hard crust required much chewing. So, and then apparently in some version of New York City, it's called a wedge.
No.
Yep, I've heard
but
that.
I kind of like the one that's from Boston where it's called a spucky.
I've never heard that.
It's from the Italian word spucadella, meaning long roll.
I like grinder. That just grinder. Sounds, yeah, I want a grinder.
Sounds but, dirty.
But it's
it
like,
is dirty.
But isn't there an app that's called Grinder too?
Yes,
I
there
think
is.
It is a dirty app too, isn't it?
So, it is a very dirty app.
Dirty.
Brendan looked happy about that, too.
What about Sub, Matt? Is Sub on your page?
Submarine is there, and that came because it's from the 1940s. Because, it looked like a submarine.
Oh, okay.
Somewhere. So, and then there's hoagies, of course. Those are from Philadelphia. And from a World War I era shipyard in Philadelphia known as Hog Island, they introduced the sandwich by putting meats, cheeses, and lettuce between it. So they were known as a Hog Island sandwich, then it became a hoggy, and then it became a hoagie.
I just got to say, you know what? Fuck Philadelphia. Hate the town, hate the people, hate the sports franchise. Fuck them.
Okay, well, I have no issues with the sports franchise. I like Philadelphia because of the steak sandwiches that have come from there. So, and that's more
with Cheese Whiz. Do you do authentic?
I'm not really into the Cheese Whiz thing, but I like the cheese steak thing. I know they are.
Yeah,
I don't really like the whole runny cheese thing in my sandwiches. But but Greg, so I think we got off on a major tangent here. So which came first, the superhero or the superhero sandwich?
I think the nomenclature, it sounds like right around the same time, because Superman premiered in 1938, if you want to take him. There was predecessors to the superhero. I mean, from mythology, Hercules was a superhero, Doc Savage, the Shadow. But Superman coalesced what we think of as the superhero. Secret identity.
I guess Shadow is kind of was kind of like the precursor to Batman, right?
Yeah, and like Doc Savage was Superman because Doc Savage was pretty fucking strong. You couldn't shoot him. I think he had steel hard skin. He couldn't fly. Uh-huh. But also what we think of as superheroes, we all know, even people don't grow up reading comics, they've got a secret identity, they fight crime. It's a definite genre unto itself.
I'm just curious, what do you think what Superman eats? Does he eat heroes, you think? Does he eat hoagies, subs, those things?
He eat whatever the fuck he wants. He could eat diamonds.
You think he would
crunch diamonds.
What do you think he actually would eat? And then the question is, what does his poop look like? Does it shoot out of him like a rocket?
Or does he need a special toilet?
Super poop?
He needs a titanium toilet to hold his poops.
I don't know. It's like, I don't think it's ever been fully delved into by the comic books.
I know. Strangely enough, they've never delved into that.
And does he get like strange super diseases as well? Like a really bad form of leprosy or something that
he does from the various colors of kryptonite over the years. There's like red kryptonite does this to him. I think one kryptonite makes him crazy. Well, green kryptonite kills him.
I'm just saying, without any kryptonite being involved, are there natural diseases to those from Krypton?
No, because he's under a yellow sun.
Yeah.
That's why he has all his powers. He grew up on a planet with a red sun, and because he's on our planet with a yellow sun, he's like a god. He's invulnerable. He doesn't get a cold. He doesn't get the flu.
He doesn't get COVID-19?
No.
He doesn't get like his own super flu?
It's never happened as far as I know. He's never gotten ill except from kryptonite-based illnesses.
Which is kind of a weird thing to be getting an illness from anyways, from like if there's some rock near you and that it affects you badly.
Well, it's like uranium to him, so it's not that weird. It's like it's radioactive to him, or basically. It's like plutonium.
Yeah.
Like crack. Like crack is a rock that, you know, could make you feel bad.
I wonder if Superman could get addicted to drugs, or he's so pure and great that you could give him heroin and he'd be like, my body shrugged it off.
And he would have to snort heroin too. You couldn't really use a needle.
Even that.
Unless it was a kryptonite needle.
Exactly, or some amazing needle. Yeah.
Kryptonite diamond. Hypodermic.
I think Superman seems like a cokehead to me. Like if I had to pick a drug for Superman, it'd be coke.
Yeah, because think about it. That guy has
no heroin.
Every minute of the day, he barely gets time to sleep. He has a job as a reporter during the day.
Does he need sleep?
I don't know. I think he does, because I think he still has a brain, like a human brain, so he would go crazy like we would.
But he doesn't have a human brain. He has a
He has a sentient brain. He needs the dreams. I think he would. I think he does need sleep. Superman, Clark Kent sleeps.
You know, there's always these discussions about whether or not humans use a certain percentage of their brain power. So would Superman be using every percentage of his brain power, or is he like limited to a certain smaller percentage?
I don't know. He's pretty fucking smart. So whatever he's using, it's working. He's good. He's good to go.
Based upon his own brain food that he eats, and we don't know what the food is that he eats.
Part of because I'm Mr. Lefty Lucy over here, part of the reason I want to talk about superheroes is because I was reading this article a few years ago where the early Supermans, you know, adults read that comic. It wasn't just for kids. People were very enamored with the idea of this guy who could right wrongs that nobody seemed to be able to. There was a story in the early Supermans where this greedy mine owner, there's a collapse in the mine. And he's just like, let him die. I'll hire some more guys. You know, he's a shitty capitalist. There's no law against that. you know, in our society, superheroes fight muggers and crime. But
wait, in our society, superheroes
the
fight
real
muggers.
World. No,
we
I mean,
don't, we don't
real
have
world.
Real superheroes, Greg.
In the comic world, they do usually spend their time fighting street crime, fighting some mad scientist who's robbing a bank to whatever.
So they spend their time fighting crime like Kamala Harris.
Exactly.
Is she committing super crimes? Predator. I wasn't aware of Kamala Harris committing crimes.
She fights crimes.
Oh, she fights super crimes. Predators. Okay. Yeah. Well, she's a prosecutor. She's like Two-Face from Batman.
Maybe. I'm just saying.
We'll find out.
So, Greg, you're saying that Superman's a liberal? He seems pretty conservative to me.
No, he was in the beginning. There was actually stories where he like broke up domestic dispute things. He'd fly by a window and see a guy beating his wife. This is a real comic from like 1940. And he went in there and basically said, pummeled the guy and said, don't ever do this again or I'll be back. There's no laws against that. Back then, the cops would come to your house and be like, whatever, you're his wife. So like the idea that a superhuman could actually really fight the things we want them to fight. Like, for example, there's many corporations in our lifetime that have just dumped poison and, you know, killed thousands of kids, giving them leukemia. They get off with the fine. I would like to see a superhero fight that shit. Shit beyond what cops can do. Cops can't do anything in that case. Cops can't go, Monsanto, we're arresting the whole corporate board. They would say, fuck you. We make way more money than you. We have senators in our pockets. Go away. Superman could actually be like, you're going to pay for your fucking crimes. These horrible things that there's really no law against. I mean, there is a law against. They get slapped on the wrist. They keep doing it. They keep killing kids by illegally dumping whatever toxic shit they do. So that was the seductive myth of the superhero, but they forgot that. And now superheroes just fight like mad scientists and stupid shit I think it could be a potent myth again, even for adults, to read about a character who has the strength to stop things that nobody can seem to stop in our world.
Call it Pettick's Man.
If I had the power, I'd be doing shit like that. I wouldn't be stopping muggers. The cops can do that. Like Batman's out in the street every night beating up muggers. He's a billionaire. He could make Gotham City into a utopia. Instead, Batman. He's out there.
Batman is an asshole.
He's a sadistic fuck.
He's just an asshole.
He's got issues.
But he's got good, nice toys, though.
I do want to recommend, since, you know, Greg brought it up, I recently watched on Netflix the documentary about DuPont and Teflon. Ooh. Talk about some bad corporations doing some bad shit. It's a good watch. You guys should watch it.
I wish there was a superhero then to take him to task, because the government couldn't. The government was in their pocket.
Sadly, there are no superheroes other than the one that you mentioned, the guy who was working in Seattle.
But he retired. Yes. He retired.
Plus, he's not really a superhero. He's just some guy who dressed up in a costume to try and right wrongs.
That's what Batman was.
Yeah, but what makes a hero a superhero besides some mayonnaise and lettuce?
Maybe he has abilities beyond your average person. Like, Batman is a dude, but he's got a lot of money.
Well, how would you define a hero, Greg?
Someone who fights for the greater good instead of his own interests.
Not a superhero, just a hero in general.
That's what I mean. Like, even a great lawyer who actually, like, takes on... You know, I know there's a lot of bad lawyers, but, you know, like a pro bono lawyer takes on some case just because it's the right thing to do.
I want to say it with full transparency. I have many clients that are lawyers, and lawyers aren't all bad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know they aren't all bad. I mean, there's obviously decent ones out there. It's just like any profession. You've got your good and you've got your bad. They just have
a lot of messed up laws, though.
What?
A law degree is like a superpower. Like, you have an amazing power to do good, but of course you could just take the money and defend really shitty people like corporations who are killing kids and defend them. But it's a power.
The problem with that idea is that there are more lawyers, and I know because it's one of the reasons I target them. There is such a shit ton of lawyers. There are more lawyers. They're like, I think, one lawyer for every like 300 people or something like that. Like, that's how crazy it is. Maybe it's 500. but it's certainly less than 1,000. And if you think about that, that's a lot of fucking lawyers, you know?
Yeah. But, they're not all working on their own. They're all, most of them are in firms, aren't they?
Well, yeah, a lot of them are in firms, but they all, every lawyer who's in a firm, his whole dream is to get the fuck out of that firm and go, you know,
start his own thing.
Yeah. My point is, if they were superheroes, they're doing a piss poor job of exercising their superpower.
But don't you think, like, Erin Brockovich, that kind of lawyer, like, she did.
Erin Brockovich wasn't a lawyer.
She was a law aide, but she was using the law. She had the power of the law, even though she wasn't quite a lawyer yet, but she knew some stuff and made her case. Used that power.
She knew some stuff.
She knew law stuff.
She was a hero. But going back to what Matt was saying, I would say Erin Brockovich is an actual hero.
Yeah, they often talk about people who save lives are heroes. People who rescue people are heroes, which I guess is the same thing as saving them. People who go out of their way to help other people. In your opinion, Greg, it seems like fighting the man or the corporate evil would be a hero. But I guess anybody who fights on behalf of the underdog would be considered a hero in some way.
Yeah, but even the greater good, like firefighters are obviously just, everyone wants to be saved from a fire. It's not some political thing. So a superhero could do it better.
Well, I do need to qualify that not everyone wants to be saved from a fire, but 99% of people do want to be saved from fires.
99.9%.
You have those rare Buddhist monks who are protesting wars who light themselves on fire.
Deep down, those guys were like, as soon as they lit the match, they were like, oh, fuck, what am I doing? I fucked up.
I think they know what they're doing because they kind of stopped and rolled and gotten out of it.
But that's doing true. It you're
based
right.
upon principle. But anyway, so in terms of just overall superheroes, is Superman really the best of the superheroes? The most powerful superhero? Is there one that's more power? Aren't there some like in the Marvel universe that have bigger powers than Superman?
I think Thanos. There's like some bad guys even, you know, super characters that are godlike, like Galactus. He goes around eating planets.
Wow.
What a diet.
How nerdy are we going to take this? That's my question.
The minute we had it as a client, we went full nerd, Brendan.
I'm here.
I just want to dial in what I'm doing, you know, in terms of, like, do I really want to engage in the debate about, like, what, like, he said Galactus, and it was already in my mind. I'm like, am I really going to talk about Galactus at this point?
Well, how do you shift out of nerd mode when talking about superheroes?
I don't know. I mean, you know, we could talk about, the different types of superheroes and all, you know, the powers that they have and whether Dr. Doom is better than Iron Man or whatever.
Are you Galactus intolerant?
That was a horrible joke.
That was hilarious. Hilariously horrible joke, Greg.
So I think that's more geeky, Brendan, what you're suggesting. That is like what comic geeks sit around doing. Like, oh, can Hulk beat up Thor? What are their powers?
Right. No, it's totally geeky. But what I'm saying is that my thing, what I think is interesting about superheroes, especially in a current context, is how big of a cultural phenomenon they became, at least for a while. I think that the superhero genre, I think superhero movies, I think the romanticism of superheroes, I think is dying. I think it's actually on its way out.
Movies?
Yes.
Really? It seems like the MCU is kicking ass.
Well, it's hard to state it because everything got put on hold because of COVID, right? So that's dialed back a lot of productions that, right? But how many of those movies are coming out? I know, like, there's a few of them that are going to be coming out later. The question is, as Brendan is stating, has the fascination with it died out? Has it petered out a bit? I mean, it's become a joke for that there are superhero movies to an extent. For some people, it's like, I'm tired of these kind of movies. Why can't we have real movies again? People are bitching about those things.
Me,
I think that those of us who grew up with comic books and wanted to see those things come to life, it's like finally it happened, and now it's like we're inundated with it.
Too much.
I think it's just become its own genre. I think you can still have the other movies. I think as long as people are still paying money to go see those things, I would still go see comic book movies if it was a character I was interested in. Maybe even if it wasn't a character I was interested in. I always kind of like to see how they bring those things about. I've been watching the show The Boys on Amazon Prime, which is totally about evil superheroes.
No, that's like, real superheroes. That's what guys would be like with superpowers. They would be fighting crime.
The lead superhero on that show is kind of like if Trump was like Superman.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of like that guy's character. He's got a little bit of a fascistic tendency, but he's for the greater good, you know, as long as he can get away with killing who he wants to kill and with impunity. And
Right. It's no shocker that his name is Homelander.
Yes. Yeah. I think that was very deliberate.
Oh, for sure. I don't know. I've watched all the seasons. I think that's a great show. I don't know how far you are into it.
I've watched both seasons too. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It only gets worse in that perspective.
But you don't see it getting better in that show.
No, it's true. But what I'm saying is that I think that certainly from a movie perspective, I think superhero movies are a bit like the Westerns were back, whatever, in the 60s and 70s. They were a huge thing. There was tons of Westerns. It was like everything was cowboys and Indians. And then all of a sudden, when was the last cowboy movie that was a big deal? They just died off. I think that's what we're seeing. I think Logan was the real end of the X-Men. I think the Avengers thing where we killed off Iron Man, I think that's really the end of the Avengers. And who's going to hold the torch? What's that bitch's name? What's her name? Captain...
Whatever. Marvel,
Captain Super Amazing,
yeah. Captain Super Amazing, Marvel, Marvel bitch, whatever her name is,
Captain Kick Ass,
Marvel bitch.
That I watched like half of that her first movie, and it was so vapid and so dumb and
it was terrible.
It was terrible. So that's what I'm saying. I think not talking about superheroes in general as a concept, but superheroes as a movie moneymaker, I think is done.
I don't think that's the case at all. I mean, I know there's going to be one coming out in the next year or two based on Master of Kung Fu comic book.
Oh, I can't wait.
You know, and then there's one that's coming out on Morbius, who's like this vampire superhero.
Yeah.
With Jared Leto. That's coming out relatively
soon. Master of Kung Fu wasn't really a superhero. It was almost like just a spy thriller with the guy who was...
Yeah, I'm just saying it's based on a comic book, though.
No,
it's a comic book character.
True.
And it's a Marvel comic book, too. As a matter of fact, there's a new TV show out on based on Son of Satan, which is called Hellstrom, that's on Hulu right now.
Really?
Yeah. And Black Widow's getting her own one. And I think she could probably hold her own because it's Scarlett Johansson. She's a legitimate movie star. She could probably pull off her own movie.
Nah.
Oh, you don't want to watch Scarlett Johansson in a skin-tight black outfit every episode.
I would rather watch.
Oh, I thought it was a TV show. It's a movie.
It's going to be a movie coming out.
Oh, I thought it was part of the streaming Disney thing.
No, it's a Black Widow. Anyway, what were you saying, Grant Brennan?
I was going to say I'd rather. There's a lot of things I'd rather see Scarlett Johansson in than playing Black Widow, which was just a limp dick fucking superhero.
Well, it's a no dick superhero. Honestly.
It's a no dick superhero. And then even as a vaginal superhero, it's not really a superhero. They can do as many Gal Gadot Wonder Woman movies as they want. I will watch every single one. But it has nothing to do with superheroes.
I do have to be my quibbling self with your pronunciation of Gal Gadot's name. Because she's not French. She's Israeli. And it's actually pronounced Gadot. So I've heard her say her own name. So anyway, that's all. I'm just trying to make it correct in that sense. I'm sorry. I know you don't like that, Brendan, but you know.
No, I think Jews should stick together.
It's the only way they can survive.
You guys.
Or go to the ovens together. Anyway, so yeah, the Wonder Woman ones, I think those were a couple of, the first one was an exceptional movie. I haven't seen the new one. I think that'll be pretty interesting because it's based in 1984. So it's kind of taking place around the time that the Linda Carter Wonder Woman show took place. So I'm wondering if she gets a cameo in that movie or not.
I didn't think anyone could be prettier than Linda Carter until I saw her. She's just something else, that lady. That unpronounceable woman.
It's not unpronounceable. It's just not pronounced in a French way. It's
to me and Brendan, it is
just gadot is how it's pronounced.
Yeah, you know?
It's like dot with a g in front of it.
I know we've talked about this before, guys, but to me it is interesting that the superhero, which is a definite genre, it's the one genre that isn't duplicated in reality. Like westerns are about cowboys. There were cowboys. Detective fiction, there were private eyes.
Yeah.
Romance, there's people falling in love. But the fact that in 70 years, until the Seattle guy came out that Brendan talks about, the Seattle superhero, there was never a guy, just obviously you have to be nuts, put on a mask and said, I've been reading these comics, I'm going to go out there and fight crime.
There are genres that don't exist in reality besides superheroes.
Well, science fiction's in the future, right? So, like, that's like, it could happen. You don't know. Maybe there will be.
Well, there's science fiction that takes place in the past, too.
True that. Maybe it happened. Yeah. And we just don't know.
Well, no, I'm pretty sure nobody invented time machines at the time of H.G. Wells.
Do you?
Yes, Greg.
They don't want you to know, man.
I'm willing to go to a 99.3% certainty on that one.
None
and I'll leave a 0.7% open for something that happened beyond my realm of understanding.
Okay, but Matt, you couldn't duplicate a time machine, right? Maybe some guy tried to, but you could. There's no science, but it's not hard to put a mask on and go out and fight, wait for a mugger to show up.
But if you don't have a superpower, you don't have a superpower. If you don't have a time machine,
no, you could be like Batman or Daredevil. Well, Daredevil has some superpowers, but you know, there's a lot of street level crime superheroes throughout history of superhero comics that just were guys who put on masks and were pretty good at fighting and went out there to stop muggers.
Well, it's like Black Widow's is like Batman in the sense of not having a superpower. I think Black Canary was a similar one. No superpowers there.
No, Black Canary used to have a sonic scream. She could scream loud enough that it would like blow things up and shit.
Oh, gotcha.
They might have changed that.
Just to clarify, I just went to a Wikipedia page that has real life superheroes. There's a fucking shit ton of them. Like Super Barrio Gomez of Mexico City.
Is he really fighting crime?
Yeah, but are they really superheroes, or they're just saying that they're superheroes? They have superpowers. What would the superpower be?
Of course, none of them have superpowers, Matt.
Well, are
just like Black Widow.
I'm going to do the Greg question. Are you 100% certain of that?
I am 100% certain, scientifically speaking, that none of these people fly or have super strength or whatever. But they're motivated by whatever to dress up cosplay style and go out and one of them feeds the homeless. One of them definitely tries to fight crime, but the cops are like discouraging him.
Yeah, we don't want you to die.
Because
no one is bulletproof or knife proof.
Finland, France, Israel, Italy, Liberia, Mexico, South Africa, Sweden, UK, US has a shit ton of them.
I'd like to see the Liberian superhero.
Yeah.
It's like, does he dress up like the ghost of Gaddafi or something? Oh, that's Libya. Sorry.
Yeah.
His name is Lionheart, and he educates Liberians about the dangers of human trafficking and the importance of drinking clean water.
So he basically dresses up in a costume and he educates people. It's kind of like Smokey the Bear.
Yeah, it's like a PR thing.
Yeah. It's like Smokey the Bear or, you know, McGruff the Crime Dog. You know, these are all mascots, essentially, for
the
ones who are doing education.
School. The guy
wasn't there like a Captain Ecology guy at one point?
Yeah, but were these guys? I mean, McGruff was definitely corporate sponsored.
What corporation sponsored him?
Whatever fuck bullshit nonprofit was taking money by you sending in your shit to that post office box.
I think McGruff was like the government.
Maybe it was the government. Thing.
Yeah, it was all like the National Task Force for the Prevention of Crime or something like that.
Whatever. I'm saying these guys, these superhero fucks are lunatic fringe. They're just out there doing their shit. I don't think anyone is sponsoring Super Barrio Gomez.
I think we should sponsor him.
Yes.
Fuck the pizza fund. That's all our money's going to go to Super Barrio Gomez.
What exactly does Super Mario Gomez combat? What is he fighting?
It says that CNN covered Mexico City's Super Mario Gomez, who's a high school dropout who wears red tights and a red and yellow wrestler's mask. He uses his unique image to organize labor rallies, protest, and file petitions to prevent families from being evicted.
Well, he's got some noble goals. He's like a luchador for the people.
Yeah. Yes. But these are not really superheroes in the sense that they actually fight bad guys, like physically fight them. I mean, that's Superman wasn't out there at a soup kitchen ladling out soup to the poor people.
He wasn't getting petitions to say those people are bad. Yeah.
Is there any guy out there in this list you're looking at that like he actually goes out there and patrols the city and waits for a crime and tries to stop it?
Hangs out at the top of high rises and jumps down on top of people.
Yeah, like a vigilante.
Yeah, we want a vigilante. We want like a true blue vigilante.
Yeah, we don't like people feeding poor people. That's boring. That's taking care of illiteracy.
That's right. They're just basically nuns in disguise.
Yeah. All right. So you have Captain Australia.
Okay. Sounds good already.
I like him.
There used to be a character called Captain Boomerang. They're probably buddies.
Yeah. Yeah. He's based in Brisbane. Okay. He wears green and gold and a mask similar to Captain America with an at symbol on his chest and
that's hilarious.
Yeah, and a Batman style utility belt.
Really?
Police have expressed their preference that Captain Australia not intervene in incidents. So based on that, I would assume he's trying to intervene in incidents.
I'm wondering what's in his utility belt as Captain Australia. Because, you know, like Batman has the Batarang. And he's in Australia. Maybe he has actually a boomerang. You know?
He probably has a boomerang. Maybe he's got, I don't know, some kind of dingo ball thing he throws at people. Who knows?
or actual dingo balls. He actually castrated dingoes and keeps the balls in a pocket, throws them at people to get them to stop doing it.
Maybe he just has a gun. Maybe he just has two pistols. That would be wise if you're going to fight crime.
Yeah, but the cops would put you in jail for that.
Oh, yeah, in Australia, definitely. Yeah. There's no open carry laws there.
Well, I don't know if there is. I don't know what the laws are in Australia. I mean, they got plenty of like cowboy types in Australia.
But they're not like pro gun like we are.
There's another superhero in Australia called Black Rat.
He's not a supervillain. He's a superhero.
Captain Australia's like sidekick or something?
No, he's in Sydney. He's in a whole different metro area. He also has a utility belt and a backpack with a fire blanket, fire extinguishers, first aid, and drinking water.
Black Rat. Well, you know, I decided to look up Captain Australia. He's got his own website. It's CaptainAustralia.net, and it says Captain Australia, the real life superhero.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a profile. He's got an armory. Well, let's take a look at the armory. He has a growing armory. Initially composed of utility belt, a spray can of mace, a Swiss Army knife, a first aid kit, an army canteen, a maglite torch. I like that he's got an iPhone with a GPS. There's a good tool. Emergency personal alarm, pens, pencils, and paper, an emergency cash supply. That's his utility belt.
What about beef jerky?
Personal calling cards. All I know is that if I was a criminal, I'd be taken down Captain Australia just to get all of his armory. And there's a question posed here. Do we need to consider buying a staple gun? It's like going after him with the staple gun. But he's got seek my help, report a crime. There's frequently asked questions. Seek my help. I want to help you. Oh, so his hat is kind of a combination of Captain America's and Batman's to a little bit. It's got these weird yellow symbols that are horns. It's so weird. Okay.
Here's one for you, Greg. I like this guy already. His name is Captain Oyster.
Yes.
He has the powers of an oyster. The proportionate strength.
He has the spine of an oyster.
And he patrols Queens in New York looking for late night crimes to solve through intimidation and intellectual discourse.
He talks philosophy with the criminals. Like,
is this something you really want to do?
You mugging this person.
All right, I'm still stuck on Captain Australia. I've gone to his hero profile now. These are his superpowers. Are you ready?
Yes.
He has a photographic memory.
Okay.
Iron will. Genius level IQ. Extraordinary physical strength. Extraordinary physical agility. He's a master of judo, a master of jiu-jitsu, a master of kung fu, a master of karate, champion amateur boxer, expert in criminal psychology, expert parkour. He's a self-trained expert in hostage negotiation. He's toxin resistant through his ninja training. He's a master of escapology, counterinsurgency, and he has advanced stealth and infiltration techniques.
Wait, is this Trump's medical report from his doctor?
Yes. Additionally, he has a close affinity to animals and is generally able to tame or calm most animal species. He is most at home in a natural environment and has a green thumb. It should also be noted that he has a mild to moderate fear of heights and constantly challenges himself to overcome this, as he was once lowered from the New Zealand Sky Tower, which is 192
meters. A brilliant jazz improvisationist and can cook the best souffle you've ever had. God, this guy can do everything. He's a superhero.
Master of judo, jiu-jitsu, kung fu. Although he looks more like a master of actually hero sandwiches if you look at his picture. it's not like he's a big fat guy, but he's kind of like, I mean, like me, but he has like this kind of pudgy face and a little pudgy belly to him. And,
so he looks like a guy who reads superhero comics, not a superhero, you're saying?
Absolutely. If you look at his picture, he does not look like somebody who would go, he will save my life. For some reason, he has on his page in general information about wire cutting pliers and its applications in our life. So that's useful information that he's saving the world with. Here's how you use some wire cutting pliers. All right, enough about Captain Australia. I apologize. Sometimes I get sucked into
rabbit holes. I want to talk about him for the rest of the show and maybe three other episodes. Well, this is fascinating.
Let's take a look at this. So we're making fun of Captain Australia because that's inherently ridiculous.
Yes,
but he's a liar.
We are people like that. Yes.
Yeah, but he doesn't have superpowers. No one fucking has superpowers. But is he really trying to be a superhero? Can we give him? Should we be able to give him that?
Yes, you're right. He's doing credit? Good. I think
we could give him the appellation of hero, but we can't give him superhero.
So super, specifically from your perspective, Matt, means they have some supernatural power.
It's something that's above and beyond normal human abilities.
So would you say Batman is not a superhero? Batman is a superhero. I know he's a
superhero. I think Batman comes under the heading of a superhero based upon his specific intelligence. In other words, he probably has a beyond genius set of intelligence because he's able to figure things out better than most people, kind of like Brainiac in the comic books. The super villain doesn't really have any powers. He's just super smart. And I think that's where Batman can be labeled a superhero. Whereas otherwise, you know, if he just had an average intelligence, he's just the guy wearing a bat suit.
Because his intelligence is almost superhuman. It's almost supernatural.
Yeah. That's how he's able to like best those individuals who have legitimate superpowers because he's smarter than them. You know?
Yeah.
I never got that from the movies, at least. Maybe I missed something because I didn't read Batman comics, but I didn't get that he was some sort of super genius.
Well, I do it based upon the utility belt that he created, all of the inventions that he created.
Okay, Iron Man.
Yeah. You know, it's like Tony Stark doesn't have any superpowers.
Right.
He's Elon Musk.
So like Iron Man, but less cool.
Right. Cool in a different way.
I don't know if I would say
Iron Man's
No. Iron Man is way cooler than Batman.
Batman is cool as fuck. Come on.
Batman is a douchebag. Batman is...
They're both douchebags.
They're both douchebags. They're all one percenters.
I'll take the Iron Man douchebag over the Batman douchebag.
Why? What makes him more less douchey for you?
No, not because he's a drunk. I think Batman's got some issues. I think he's...
Let's
talk about this for a second.
Okay.
All these times Batman should have killed the fucking Joker, he didn't because he's got his whole I don't kill people rule, which is fucking bullshit. How many people have to die at the hands of the Joker before this fucking mentally deranged billionaire decides, you know what, I should probably just fucking kill this fucker.
Yeah.
But no, he's got some kind of Batman ethics, you know, code to follow. Fuck him.
Every comic geek has asked this question their whole childhoods. Even
well, I think there is a simpler solution. If he does have super intelligence, as I'm stating he does, he could figure out a way to off Joker without anybody knowing that it was him that did it.
Oh, he wouldn't care.
He would find a way for the Joker to kill himself.
Yeah. I just wish Arkham Asylum would have better security. I mean, that would take care of this. Like, hey, I'm not going to kill Joker. I'm going to put him in where he belongs, and they're going to keep him for more than a day. Joker breaks out of that fucking place more than I leave my house. I mean, he might as well be in my apartment.
Yeah, and Joker's another one that doesn't have any superpowers. He's just insane, right?
But he's kind of a genius insane. He's like
right, so that's why it makes him a good foil for Batman.
Yeah.
Whereas Penguin has his own little devices and things.
Do you guys think Batman, even though I get what Brendan's saying, but I've also heard this argument that is he the defender of the innocent, like he was a child who saw his parents murdered, or he is just a vengeance seeking person who wants to punish the guy who killed his parents. So you could say that in his mind, it's kind of twisted. He's trying to defend every innocent person so they don't have to go through what he went through, which is pretty nice. That's pretty cool. Like, I don't want anyone else to have to suffer my shitty life where my parents were killed before my eyes.
I don't think Batman would ever be considered really a defender of the weak. I think he just has a thing where he needs to go after criminals. I don't think it has anything to do with an unselfish motivation.
I agree.
I think it's completely selfish. Selfishly
motivated. Yeah, he just can't stop himself. He's like a pervert. Like, he's got a fetish.
He's got a fetish for criminals.
It is. It's like a sick fetish. He can't stop himself.
So, yeah. So, we can say he's definitely mentally deranged, like Brendan said.
Yeah.
But he's mentally deranged in a way which is targeted at the right targets.
Yes, but there is also the argument that he is a billionaire and he could make Gotham City this utopia where there probably would be no crime. He could start, you know, like funds for small businesses.
Yeah, if he wasn't schizophrenic, you know.
Yeah, but he's pretty smart and kind. I mean, in Batman, they don't show him as a raving loony. He's not this guy you're like, oh, God, Bruce Wayne's a fucking nightmare. You know, he's considered in the comics to be a decent man, even though he's got this...
Yeah, I mean, maybe my viewpoint of Batman is, you know, skewed by the movies because I was an X-Men comic book nerd. I was not a Batman. So the only real Batman lore, Batman psychology, Batman personality all comes from the movies. And in all of the movies that he did, he just seemed like a fucking douchebag.
Well, that kind of comes through in the comic books themselves too, but it also depends upon which era of Batman history is going on too, because there are some where he's a little lighter hearted of an individual. For example, you know, if you look at the original Batman TV show with Adam West, he's not really a douchebag. He's kind of doing things based upon a sense of honor, you know, and I think that comes out of the comic books of that era. The ones that have come out in more past 20, 30 years, those are all kind of based upon the darker...
The gritty Dark Knight.
Yeah, the Dark Knight stories where he does have this serious mental issue where he's just, you know, abusive.
Though the Batman TV series, he was lighthearted, but he was a fucking moron too. He was just like this pudgy goofball running around in a costume. Like,
yeah, but his supervillains weren't really much better. So it kind of worked out as a positive situation for them both. But, you know, but what do you say was the least heralded superhero, you know, that should have gotten a better rap? In other words, one that should have been more popular, Greg, of your superhero readings. Who is one that, you know, should have been more well-known, who isn't that well-known?
Well, I mean, this is getting into geeky territory because nobody's going to know what I'm talking about.
Well, I mean, that's what will make it more interesting is we can dissect it ourselves since we probably won't know about it.
This is a comic that had two issues. It was called Demon Hunter, and he was a Vietnam vet who returned. His life sucked, and then he got into this cult, Satanist cult, and they were basically wanted to bring xenogenesis into the world. And if you know your Latin, they wanted these demons to infiltrate Earth, and then he found out, and then he spent his life fighting them. Xenogenesis.
So is he like the Punisher or something?
For demons, yeah. he was just as twisted about fighting.
So he didn't really have any superpowers. Like Punisher didn't have any superpowers.
No, he did. He had this like cloak where he could pull any weapon out of it. It was like this magic cloak, but that's about it. I guess he like Batman. He had tools that were supernatural. Okay. He was just a pretty good fighter, and he could use those tools. Like he could just reach into his cloak and pull out a halberd.
That just sounds like something out of Dungeons and Dragons.
Or Dingo Balls. Yeah, he could pull out any weapon balls you could imagine.
So
he was pretty effective.
All right, so I don't know that anyone has ever heard of him. I certainly haven't.
Well, it's no, two comic has. Books. So
two yeah. comic books. Yeah. So let me narrow it, Greg. Of the more well-known superheroes,
yeah.
People that I would know or Matt would know, superhero-wise, who has not gotten enough, let's say, exposure, like a movie or something, yeah. you know? Oh,
Bouncing Boy, of course.
There's actually a character named Matter Eater Lad in the DC Universe. He's from the same group that Matt just mentioned, the Legion of Superheroes, and his power was he could just eat a lot of shit. He could like eat through a steel wall if he wanted to.
Okay.
So I was identified.
So he should have gotten his own movie?
In my universe, because that's
in
my
Matter Eater Lad.
I can eat through a lot of shit. I could go to a buffet and destroy them. Like it's almost a superpower what I do to buffets. I'm a super villain.
Well, you know, the Legion of Superheroes had a lot of interesting superpowered characters, some of which could have gotten their own movies or TV shows. I mean, strangely enough, Karate Kid was from the Legion of Superheroes, but the movie had absolutely nothing to do with the character from the comic books. Even though it's based on that character too, according to the movies themselves, it's based upon that character, even though that character, had its own superpowers.
No. How come they didn't sue? I was always curious about that.
I think because DC, was behind that movie.
Oh.
Yeah. They have the rights to it in the credits. I looked it up once years ago.
Oh, okay.
Because I was Maybe curious about that. Movie. Yeah.
So, Warner Brothers owned DC. Mm. Sorry.
So I have mine. Okay. Mine is the Silver Surfer.
Well, he's been in a movie.
Yeah, he got short shifted and was bullshit. He was like an also ran in that shitty Fantastic Four series.
Yes.
Which nobody saw.
I saw it a couple times.
I saw it, but whatever. I'm saying a full on, like the whole Silver Surfer story and Galactus and that whole thing. That's an interesting story. That's some good shit. And I don't think it was given justice.
I got to say, in the comics, Silver Surfer, even like after, like, he was in these great appearances in Fantastic Four when he first came out. Then he got his own comic and he was so lame. It was basically him flying around the Earth because he was trapped on Earth. And he was just talking about man's injustice to man. He was like a philosopher crying and weeping all the time. Like, oh, why must man do this injustice to their own kind? It was the boringest, shittiest comic ever. So bad.
Well, I think digging into maybe how Silver Surfer got involved with Galactus may be a more interesting movie. It's like, where does Galactus come from? How does he wind up with Silver Surfer as his advance man?
I don't really want to know.
I'm talking about doing a movie on it, you know.
Yeah, I'm just saying, right. I'm just saying, it would be a good movie. If done right, screenplay right, all of that angsty shit that Batman, fan is crying about would make for a good movie. The angst, the philosophy. You could obviously spice it up with a whole bunch of, action sequences and him fighting shit. But yeah, you're right. I read a bunch of the Silver Surfer comics, and you're right. It did get really preachy and kind of boring, and you wanted him to go fight somebody, and he's moaning about his family that he left and blah, blah, blah.
I think Sandman is probably one that should get its own movie.
I don't think that's a superhero comic. That's beyond superhero.
No, I'm talking about before the Neil Gaiman Sandman.
Oh, you mean the crazy 70s comics?
Yeah, the Jack Kirby, Stan Lee Sandman, not the Neil Gaiman Sandman.
No, not Stan Lee. This was at DC. There was no Stan Lee involved.
Oh, you sure it was DC? Yeah. I thought it was Marvel.
No, it was definitely DC, but they were. Oh, are you talking? Unless you're talking about the Spider-Man villains, Sandman.
No, no, no. I had this comic book. It was.
Yeah, they're nuts. They're like children's.
But comics. I don't think like it was DC because it was a Jack Kirby illustrated one.
Yeah, he came back to DC in the 70s and he made that. Well, he brought it back, but he made it nuts. It's nutty. It is the kookiest. It's so surreal. It's like Pablo Picasso and Salvador Dali wrote a comic.
I only know the bad guy Sandman from.
Yeah.
Was that Spider-Man?
Yep. He was an early Spider-Man villain. He was in one of the movies.
Yeah, he was in one of the movies. That's the only Sandman I know.
That's a pretty good power. That's the thing with superheroes too. Is like, so many of them have the same power, and it's rare that someone can come up with a new power. And I always try to think of, like, what would be a new power you could have? And
that nobody else has come up with for
exactly. It's almost impossible. But I came up with
one. Well, if you get into minutiae, you could really find a superpower that nobody else has thought of.
Yeah, and they might be ridiculous. Like, yes, this person can find hamburgers really well. I don't know.
There you go. You just came up with one, Greg.
He's like a good app. He has the powers of a good app.
You'd be App Man. You're like, you have the power of all apps at your command.
But I always thought this is like I'm getting almost like Hindu Buddhist and shit. But like, you know how like we as humans, we can sense the outside world, but we know nothing about what's going on in our own bodies. And like, why is that? Why did evolution make us not aware of like, oh, I'm starting to develop a tumor in my liver, or like, my brain is in my body. I can sense the outside world. If you hold up a pen, I could say, hey, there's a pen. But my own body, I don't know anything about. So imagine a guy who could actually, he could control every part of his body. He could say, oh, Greg, you're not getting enough glucose to this. Do something.
Well, wouldn't that be like Elongated Man or Mr. Fantastic? They're very aware of their own bodies.
They can squish them around
and squeeze them and what have you.
Yeah.
How would that benefit anybody? Okay, guess what? I've got indigestion, motherfucker. So
I've got a tumor with teeth in it growing in my stomach right now.
I could be fighting crime and 10 muggers will appear and like want to kick my ass. I could be like, okay, increase my adrenaline. I can actually tell my brain, increase my adrenaline. So I'm almost superhuman right now. Like I'm at the peak of performance. I'll probably be really depleted later. All these things you could do with your body where like, oh, like you could heal yourself better because you'd be like, I got this wound. I need to send some more white blood cells. It seems like I've never heard that power.
That sounds tiring.
It does. I would want to write that comic.
I just want my white blood cells to do whatever the fuck they're going to do. I don't want to have to go, oh, yeah, I guess I should deploy my white blood cells. Nah.
I guess you're right.
You need to have like a siren going when you do it too. Deploy white blood cells.
It's hard to think of a new superpower. That's the best I can think of.
Well, you thought of one. You thought of the burger one. We thought of the App Man one, which is not one I've heard from anybody else, you know. You could have the power to change your socks at will without touching them. That could be, you know, just instantly you blink and you get new socks. You know, that's...
I think you're right, Greg. I think almost every conceivable supernatural power has been covered one way or another.
Yeah. Not even supernatural, just like there's so many powers that could be done. You just look at what's going on in your environment and go, if a human could do that thing, whatever it is, then you've got a new idea for a superpower. Like somebody who's incredibly able to organize things alphabetically, but they could do it with a thought, you know.
But so, Matt was talking about earlier about how we don't use our brain. There was a guy in the 80s, Deathstroke the Terminator, and his power was he used 100% of his brain. And then there was one guy who I love. This was a new power, actually. He had photographic reflexes. He could watch any video of Captain America, Spider-Man once and be as good as them without years of training. He had photographic reflexes. First time in my life, I was like, that's a new cool
But wasn't that, isn't that kind of like Rogue, who can take anybody else's superpowers and use them, though?
Well, that's more supernatural. She just touches you and it like seeps into her. But this guy
is more like a Matrix thing where they pick up the information by listening to or by being programmed.
I think Rogue had to touch you.
Yeah, Rogue, Rogue had to touch you. Now, that's kind of a cool superpower. Somebody could just see somebody do something. But how far does it go? If he saw Superman fly, does that mean he can fly?
No. You're right. I think he couldn't do anything that a human body possibly couldn't do.
Couldn't do.
Because Spider-Man, so he couldn't, like, cling to walls like Spider-Man, but he could, like, fight just as, like, agile with such agility as he did. By watching him once, he'd have all that training.
Whatever. So he's agile as, but Spider-Man doesn't have any training.
No, but Captain America does. Captain America, like, he got the strength, but he also trained forever and got really good at fighting. And he could just watch that guy, Captain America, once and learn it. Even Master of Kung Fu. Master of Kung Fu is just a Kung Fu dude who's a human. He could watch him once and all those 30 years of training he had in a Shaolin temple somewhere, he'd know. He could do. That's a pretty good power, isn't it? That's pretty.
No, it's cool. No, that's an interesting take that I hadn't really heard before. So, okay, so my question to you two is, okay, we got to get down to it. Uh-huh. You get a superpower. What is it and why?
If we could get a superpower, what's the superpower we want to get?
Yes.
I would want to get all of them.
No, you can't do that. This is bullshit. You have
Would be my superpower, is the ability to have all superpowers.
I'm not going to quibble with you about this, Matt. You get one power. What's your power?
There's one power amongst, like, anything I've ever heard of.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're not going to do the you get three wishes, and then on the third wish, you wish for three more wishes. We're not in elementary school. Pick a fucking side. Pick a lane. What is your superpower?
I have no idea what my superpower would be.
All right. Think about it. Greg?
Greg has probably spent many years thinking about this.
Well, it changes depending on my situation. Like, when I was younger, I just wanted to be invisible, lad, so I could go into girls' showers. You know, like,
I think I kind of wanted that back then too.
Yeah, but I think I would actually love.
I'm not saying I don't want it now. I'm just not saying.
Well, it's like Superman has more than one superpower, so I'm just wondering why I'd be stuck with only one superpower.
Because that's the question, Matt.
That's the question.
I don't like the question.
Sorry.
All right. Well, I'm sorry you don't like the question. That's the question I proposed.
I got to be honest. Even just having super memory would be amazing. I've always envied people with photographic memory, even though that's not a superpower. Some people have that. Like, just the fact that you could just – so many things. I went to college. I forgot it all. It's just useless information because it's gone. I would love to be able to see anything, learn it, have it in my brain bank. I can use it for the rest of my life. That's not a superpower, is it? I'm quibbling now. Let's say
you gotta lock your pickle here, buddy. You gotta
gotta lock it in.
Okay, pick photographic what you're doing. Reflexes would be pretty damn good if I could just
photographic
see
reflexes.
That's a pretty cool one.
That's pretty cool. I get it.
I would go with I think I finally figured one out. So self-regenerating cells like Wolverine.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. That's nice. What I want. No, I want Matt's now. I changed my mind.
No.
I'm taking Matt's.
You locked yours in there, Greg. You have to fight demons now while eating them.
Oh yeah, healing power. Yeah, that's the best.
You need the ability to eat demons. So Brendan, what's yours? You must have thought long and hard on this. What's your power?
No, I didn't really. I was thinking about it while you guys were talking, actually. There's a whole bunch of them.
There's a lot of them out there.
Yeah. So I think it would be super speed.
Okay.
You know, like Flash or Quicksilver, like that ability to, like, move so fucking fast
to
actually kind of borderline controlling time.
Because you'd get to have like 70 or 50 lifetimes in a lifetime. You'd get to do more shit. Even though you only live to be 80 or 70, you'd still get to do so much stuff that you wanted to do.
But you would have to have another superpower to be able to survive being able to move that fast.
Like a regeneration.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Now we're talking now we're going to quibble about the biology of the superpower.
No, that was
I'm
a
just
thing
saying.
In the
Flash it's a real thing. You know, it's like
you have to eat.
If you have normal, if you have normal skin and you're moving at that speed, you could burn off all your freaking skin.
It's a superpower, dipshit. That's the point.
No, it's more than one superpower, dipshit. That's my point.
Is it? Is it just running fast?
Well, you'd have to
Superman
have...
Superman never explained why he could fly. There's no reason why Superman could fly. And
Superman has more than one superpower, too.
I know, but his flight is just
I think Matt is just bitter because he didn't get to have more than one superpower.
Because he wasn't bitten by a radioactive spider when he was a kid.
Well, no, I mean, I could say I would have the ability to, like, eject claws from my hands, too, but I don't get that. I only get one.
But what I'm saying is if you had said that you want to eject claws from your skin, I would have accepted it without further confrontation about
I had to reject it because it was limited to one superpower.
That's not a good one.
I was put in a box, and this is the box I'm fighting.
Hell, if you had said, I want the superpower of flight, I want to be able to fly at the speed of sound, I would have went, okay, that's pretty awesome.
Well, there's flying and there's flying at the speed of sound. Those are two different superpowers, right?
No.
Yeah, one is how fast you can go.
Let's just say you can fly as fast as you
and
fucking
just,
want.
Just flying.
I'd say that.
And flying at 2 miles an hour.
But Matt would be thinking, oh, but I need goggles to protect my eyes.
Goggles aren't a superpower, though.
I need an oxygen tank to protect me from lack of oxygen.
Well, if you are flying at the speed of sound, yes. Fucking goggles aren't going to help.
I'll help your eyeballs a little bit. Just like maybe sucked right into your skull. But yeah, I mean, that would require a different superpower to be able to survive it. You know, I don't think I am like speaking out of a lack of looking at it. You know, just going, oh, I mean, if we're being hypothetical, then there's the hypothetical issue that you'd
Matt, we're saying you're looking at it too much. That's what we're saying. You're looking at it too much.
Well, then I go back to my original one, which was all superpowers then, so that I could then survive everything.
Oh, I feel like I'm in fifth grade again. All right.
So you asked God, the question. You're damn right you're in fifth grade.
You'd be Jehovah.
This is
Matt.
The question you picked. This is a fifth grade question, so you're getting fifth grade responses.
I didn't have to.
I'm only going to go down to – I'm going to say it's even a fourth grade response for crying out loud.
All right.
I mean,
okay, let's talk about –
no one can say that these are adult questions that we're – or an adult subject we're dealing with here today.
Let's talk about something a lot of people don't realize about superheroes is that
– they get really hungry.
Back in the 60s and 70s
– I just want to say, Matt – or Greg, your superpower is invalid as well because you would have to have a secondary superpower to be able to do what you're doing. If you had photographic or whatever –
Reflexes.
Your physical body would have to be able to respond to those.
Exactly.
It depends on what he's doing.
You know.
It wouldn't be
he
enough.
Could just need like a unitard. That might work.
Yeah, I could try to move like Captain America, but I'd throw my back.
You'd fucking myself up. And Matt.
It's true. You could.
Your self-regenerating thing requires probably an additional superpower, I would assume.
What would be the additional superpower in that case? Because I thought about it. I didn't see another one that was needed.
Well, so somehow you fight time? Like your body doesn't age?
Well, I'm not saying the body doesn't age. It's just the cells regenerate. So they
age. No, Wolverine
doesn't age. Cells die. Cells die and they're replaced immediately.
Wolverine barely ages. He's lived like centuries, apparently. And he probably will live 5 more centuries.
Yeah.
Right.
So I don't know what other superpower would be needed in that case. What would you think would be needed? I'm willing to concede. I'm not like sticking on this thing. I don't really care one way or the other.
What about a brain that could accept like having to live that long and the misery of it? I don't want to live that long.
Well, I think I think that you would be stuck with that that misery, you know.
Exactly. So I don't know if I necessarily want to be Wolverine and live 700 years. I'd be like, oh, somebody kill me. There was a story once where Wolverine was feeling suicidal. I think it took place in the 50s because he's been around for, not literally he's been around, he was made in the 70s, but according to Marvel history, he's been alive since like 1870 or something. And something happened where he was actually suicidal and he couldn't kill himself, the poor fucker. He was like, he can't. It was like he'd have to go into a nuclear reactor probably to kill himself.
Actually, I remember reading one comic book where he was thrown into the sun and disintegrated. But somehow, at one point, brought some essence of him was brought away from the sun and he still regenerated.
That's ridiculous. I'm sorry.
That's fucking stupid.
I didn't write the comic book. I'm saying that there is that particular circumstance. Anyway.
That's silly. But I would hate that. That would be a curse to me. Like vampires always, you know, in vampire lore, some of them are like,
yeah, but he doesn't have to kill anybody to stay alive.
No, but still, it's like, I'm tired of this eternity of existence. It's like, you get tired.
I don't know that I would. I mean, I would think that there would always be, if you're self-regenerating. Now, I don't know how that would work. Let's say you're out in outer space where you just freeze to death, you know.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Or you would become all brittle. Because I don't know that it would work if you can't breathe. I don't know how that works.
I think you can. He could drown Wolverine, I think. If he stayed underwater long enough.
I don't know enough about the anatomy to know, and I think we're getting into heavy geek territory now.
Yeah, we definitely are. For the past half hour, we have been.
Once we get fighting about how many superpowers you can have, it's total geek territory. Anyway, so the question remains, though, is like, what superhero eats what food? So what do you think is Green Lantern's favorite sandwich, Greg?
Well, it's not yellow. He doesn't. Apparently
right.
He
can't have anything with
yellow.
Mustard on it.
No mustard. No squash. Butternut squash. He doesn't like.
Right.
Bananas. He hates bananas.
Against bananas, yeah.
He probably likes leafy greens and
asparagus, maybe.
Zucchini, yeah. Anything green he probably prefers.
Yeah, that would be Green Lantern's thing, is he would go for more vegetables. Yeah.
But I'd like to bring up something about superheroes, too. In the 70s, when there wasn't any kind of erotica anywhere. Like, I used to have to watch Benny Hill in Solid Gold.
It was only a matter of time.
There was no porn. But you know, like,
Greg,
my brother
brings us back to the gutter.
It's not the gutter.
What I'm trying to
human
keep
sexuality
us on
is not the gutter. Human sexuality
to the,
is
to the sandwich.
My brother is gay, and my brother loves superhero comics like I did.
Yeah.
And he told me, you know, years later, he's like, yeah, Greg, there's a lot of gay guys I know. They totally grew up reading superhero comics, because that was total gay porn. I mean, where else could you see these muscular guys, skin tight?
Time out. We made a really serious jump there for a second. We started talking about reading comic books because there was no pornography, and then your brother saying that comic books were gay pornography? Am I following?
Yes, because there wasn't, like, in the 70s, in the 80s, definitely there was lots of heterosexual pornography. Like, the girls started wearing, like, stripper outfits. So a lot of the superhero heroines that came out. But when I was a kid, most of the superhero heroines weren't that, like, usable, if you will.
Usable? What the hell are you talking about?
Vacation term. Remember Vacation? I used those. When he's talking about his porn.
What?
The movie Vacation with Chevy Chase, where the young hillbilly kid says, I can't give you that porn. I use it. Because he needed that for his work, his important. Uh-huh.
So what's your misogynistic take on this?
Misogynistic? It's not misogynistic.
I'm just a
young gay kid, and there's no, like, erotic images of males, but superhero comics, every guy was, like, this muscular, like, Thomas
Finley. What's that got to do with sandwiches, Greg? That was my question before.
Wait a minute.
One could say the same thing about football. Football,
yes,
in the 70s and 80s, yes, were
those
definitely
tight
pants and slapping each other on the butt and groin shots and big muscular guys.
They don't do that anymore?
No, they still do it. But my point is, what the fuck is Greg talking about?
It's exactly what I'm talking about.
Comic books are some sort of weird alternative universe for gay porn, whereas football is not.
No, you're right. It was too. Like, I remember when I was a little confused sometimes in my teenage years, I'd be like, that guy has a really round butt in those tight white pants in football, and they're slapping him on the ass. I was like, that's a really nice butt for a man. I'd be a little sexually confused. I'd be like, that's a big round bubble butt that guy has.
I still feel that way.
Yeah,
I don't know what's going on here, but okay, keep going.
All I'm saying is, you know, an attractive male body is an attractive male body.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean anything other than you go, damn, he looks good.
Yeah.
Just like girls will look at another girl and go, Wow, she looks good. I don't think that's...
I've never been able to figure out what made a man attractive, really. So
really?
I don't really relate to what you guys are saying, but it's okay.
You never thought like that?
Whoa. This is one of those denial issues. So you've never
seen... It's a denial issue.
You've never seen a man...
Yeah.
...and thought he's a good-looking guy?
I think I've been wrong where I said, I think that guy was probably a good-looking guy, and somebody else would say, no, that guy's not good-looking. I'm like, oh, okay.
It doesn't matter, but you thought...
Well, okay. Well, yeah. That's not the question. The question is, you look at this guy and you go, hey, you know what? He's a good-looking guy. I wish I looked that good. I wish I had a chest like him, or I wish I had chiseled cheeks, or I don't know, whatever the fuck. But you're telling me that you've never looked at a guy and went, wow, he's a good-looking guy. Brad Pitt's a good-looking guy, right or wrong?
I think so. I mean, it's not coming to mind.
Matt, in an imaginary universe where Brad Pitt starred in a movie with Ernest Borgnine.
I never thought Brad Pitt was good-looking. What's that?
Okay.
But if you watched a movie where Brad Pitt was with Ernest Borgnine, would you watch the movie and say, like, oh, yeah, they're equally attractive men. Yeah, whatever. You'd say Brad Pitt.
I guess in their own way, they are equally attractive, I suppose.
Oh, good Lord. So you don't
think
Brad
Pitt is attractive? Ernest Borgnine's craggy features, I suppose. I don't know. I don't know what makes somebody attractive to somebody.
Do you know
else.
Scientists have proven that no one in the history of humankind has ever been attracted to Ernest Borgnine? It's this weird scientific fact. No one.
So let me.
No, gay man. No woman. So, no one.
Not his wife.
So not his wife.
Following
the money.
Following the same logic, Matt. Yeah. All women look the same to you.
No, I like
there isn't one woman.
I know what I know. What
no,
women
he's
are
heterosexual,
to me.
So that makes more sense. But
so,
still,
okay, fine. So this woman is more attractive than that woman. So what woman would you find really attractive? Give me an example.
You know, I find something wrong with most of them. But
of course you do.
I'm always looking for flaws. But yeah, there's it all comes down to symmetry, I suppose. Like, you know, this person's face is more symmetrical, that makes them more attractive. And
I think Rosie O'Donnell has a symmetrical face, but you definitely think Charlize Theron is prettier than Rosie O'Donnell.
Well, you know, her personality always kind of rubbed me the wrong way, so I never really like found her that attractive. You know,
but
I think if she had a different personality, I would have found her more attractive.
Yeah.
Okay. So Gal Gadot.
Yes.
Or Angelina Jolie. Who's more attractive?
That's a tough one.
I don't know. I think they're both attractive. I wouldn't say they're one is more attractive than the other. I mean, one's older than the other, so I would say probably Gadot at this stage in her life is more attractive than Jolie is at her stage.
Okay.
In her
would
life.
You like to pick two females who are of the same age that we can play this game with?
What is the game we're playing, Brendan?
I'm trying to understand.
Catch Matt in a stupidity? Is that the game we're playing?
It's a crying game.
Whatever, man. No, you're just so, like, above it all. Oh, well, you know, I don't know. Guys.
I don't know that I'm above anything. I'm just making a statement, that's all.
Brad Pitt is just as attractive as
Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah, Brad Pitt is as attractive as Ernest Borgnine. You're not trying to make a statement with that goddamn dumbass.
I'm just saying that different people think things differently. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
Very rarely, though. There's a consensus about what's attractive, and most people aren't attracted to Ernest Borgnine. Most people think Brad Pitt's pretty damn good looking. Even if they don't think he's the best guy in the world, they think he's pretty good looking.
I think anybody, if you put them side by side, they say they look basically the same. Brad Pitt or Borgnine.
I can't tell them apart.
No one knows the difference between the two. I don't know. I didn't look at either one of their asses, so I don't really know what is more attractive.
We're not talking about asses. We're talking about
faces. That's
how
it all
here.
Started. Because we're talking about guys' asses, and I never know what a guy's if a guy's ass looked good or not.
I gotta say, I've seen football players with better asses than some of the women have dated. Where it's like, I wish she had an ass like that. Nice bubble butt.
It's never been a focus of mine. So yeah, I don't really give it much attention. I'm more of a big guy. So.
Okay,
and no guys have boobs, so I don't really notice them. What's that?
Who's got the best boobs?
The best ones.
Pick one. Doesn't have to be the best.
I don't
just
know
whatever comes to your mind.
Who's got the best ones?
If I say,
what is it?
Who's got good boobs? 1, 2, 3.
Somebody. Somebody does. I don't really have any fixations on any celebrities these days. So.
I didn't say you had a fixation. I asked you an honest question. I'm just looking for. You asked me what I'm looking for. I'm looking for an honest answer, Matt, not a calculated
about
answer.
Someone's boobs.
Yes, that's right.
It's just no one's coming to mind. It's just I'm not thinking of anybody. That's well,
can I interject, guys, as a guy
sure.
with man
if you
boobs.
You gave me choices before, so it's like if you had choices, that could work, but I'm just not.
Okay, let me think of some choices while Greg.
Because it's an Angelina Jolie and Gadot.
Brendan, let me
I would say.
Say
in that case, Jolie had better boobs than Gadot.
Oh, I thought you were talking about men boobs.
No, we're not talking about men boobs.
I think that I have better ones than Greg.
Because I was going to say, like, I've suffered with man boobs my whole life. Even when I was 10, I had them, little incipient ones. And they're never attractive. They're not good boobs. They're just these masses of fat. That they're never attractive, man boobs. Even if you like boobs. Even if they're big.
I don't think he was talking about men, Greg.
I thought you were. Sorry.
So I said it. I was not talking about.
I thought you asked him who has the best man boobs.
No, no. Let me clarify, Greg.
Because we're talking about man butts.
Yes, I can see how a man's butt could be attractive. They go, that's a nice butt. There's nothing about a man's boobs that are attractive at all.
Yeah,
period.
Greg was.
They don't look like boobs. They don't look like good boobs.
So
Matt.
Yes.
Katy Perry versus Lady Gaga. Who's got the better boobs?
I don't
Perry.
Do either of them have boobs?
I wouldn't know this either, to be honest.
They're both females. Yes, they both have boobs.
I would say Katy Perry's prettier than Lady Gaga.
Good.
I don't know about their boobs though.
She's got definitely better boobs.
I'm not visualizing them.
I think Lady Gaga's prettier because I'm Italian and she's got that schnoz. I love
that
fucking schnoz of hers.
She has a schnoz.
No, but I think Katy Perry is just the classic features. But I think Katy Perry's more of an annoying of a person than Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
I think they're both annoying. but Katy Perry's definitely got better boobs.
Yeah, well, I give Gaga credit for just being more talented than Perry. But that's my point of view.
And our client is weeping right now. Superheroes and sandwiches are going, what the fuck happened?
I was trying to get us back on that, and you wanted a gay porn, Greg. And you were just like, I'm not going to deal with the Green Lantern sandwich question. I need to talk about
No, but this is superhero oriented. I was talking about superheroes, and that's a big thing of comic books.
Uh-huh.
No,
it was
no,
a lot
no.
of gay guys. That was the only way they could see muscular, really fit guys.
No. No, Greg, I'm not with you on this. I try to stand by you many times when whatever. This is not one of them.
You're cutting me loose? Are you cutting me loose?
He's dismissing
you, brought
him,
up,
Greg.
Yeah, you brought up the whole, like, guys were reading comic books because they had no other outlet for looking at men
in a
sexual way.
Do you remember in the 70s?
Teenagers,
what did you have?
Probably is what he was.
What did you have in the 70s if you were a gay teenager?
Playgirl.
What did you have? Nothing.
Well, Playgirl. I wasn't a teenager in the 70s.
Okay, I was. No, I was a kid. I'm sorry.
No,
but
no you
brother,
were not.
I was born in 67, so I was. I had incipient sexual.
I was born in 69, so neither one of us were a teenager.
Yeah,
I
wasn't a teenager till 79. So, and I'm older than both of you.
Okay, even in the 80s, early 80s, there wasn't porn. You didn't have the internet. You couldn't look up porn. I basically had,
I beg to differ. It was available. It wasn't on the internet, but it was available.
Yeah, but it was rare as gold. I remember finding a porn magazine behind a baseball diamond, and that was like a treasured heirloom. That was like,
you needed,
pass it down.
You needed better friends, Greg.
I know I did. I barely had porn.
He still does, actually.
No, I used to find pictures and catalogs. I used to find, like, you know, there's a catalog with, I don't know, 90s. I could. That
okay,
was my
wait a minute. Time out, Matt or Greg. I was with you about bringing it back to the client. I really don't see how we're getting back to the client.
Well, I try to, but you guys aren't buying it. But I think
right now is a perfect time to wish our client well and discuss what we're going to be talking about next week.
I want to know, No, we're not doing that. I want to know, do we have any, we should come up with some sponsors that we'd want to have.
Sponsors that we want to have as a topic?
No. Sponsors of the show that we would like to sponsor the show. If we had to pick, some company, some product to sponsor us, who would it be?
Boner pills.
Okay.
Viagra?
Those are both really strong candidates.
Yeah, they spend a lot of money.
Well, I mean, if we were going to pick one, I guess we would want one that had a lot of money to spend on us so that we would do this forever.
Dow Chemicals.
Argue with each other for now until we croak. You know.
But if our audience is... Last time we talked about it, our audience is primarily female.
All right, then Vagisil it is.
Maybe?
Massagale douche?
It actually would be the perfect, I think that would be the perfect sponsor for our show, honestly.
Is there a
Tampax?
No. I'm thinking...
For menopause?
Menopause, that's the word I was looking for, thank you. Mm. Is there a menopause product?
I believe it's called Black Cohosh Pills.
Black Cohosh Pills.
Yeah, that's what my wife takes for her, I can't remember. What the hell's the word?
Hot flash.
Hot flashes, thank you.
Hot flash, yeah.
I can't think of it for some reason. So we need memory pills for me.
What about sexy adult diapers for women?
Sexy adult diapers. Like now, fun. I don't think putting the word sexy in diaper ever works.
No?
No,
it should, though. We got to change our...
Like a fetish of yours is to dress up like a baby.
We can't get to that now. That's next episode.
And we do the next episode is going to be fetishes?
My diaper fetish. We're just going to talk about how I like to dress up like a baby. it's a thing.
All right. Well, you know, there's different things going on in this world that we don't necessarily need to cover because everybody else covers them ad infinitum. For example, the election results and the virus and vaccines and that type of thing. So what's a topic that would be like a more appropriate for our realm of insanity that we tend to go
Green Arrow. We didn't talk about Green Arrow today.
For superheroes, right. There's many superheroes we didn't touch on at all. Did you want to make a list of superheroes that we didn't talk about today?
I wish could just be like the ones I listen to, talking about superheroes and comic books.
Right. Then Brendan and I would probably bow out of that particular podcast.
I know.
How about menopause?
About menopause as a topic for us to talk about.
I definitely have menopause. I
think if we're going to do that, we're going to have to tie it into something else. So
but Greg brings up an interesting point, which is, you know, everybody understands that a female goes through menopause. It's a hormonal thing, and it's a biological thing. It's a thing. But do men go through menopause? Is that what a midlife crisis is?
I don't know. But I think we could discuss bodily functions overall and...
what about aging? We'll talk about aging.
Aging, bodily
We're
functions,
old guys.
Midlife crises.
We're experts at this.
We can further narrow it down outside of ours, I think.
But so, not many podcasts are 350-year-old guys talking, so we could talk about aging.
I think there's a reason for that, Greg. There's no audience.
No, there's some interesting things people want to know.
This book, whichever people. All right. Well, that's all well and good. We'll table this for looking at what we're going to do for next week. We'll discuss it like outside of the podcast. So, I think Brendan, we'll have to leave it up to you today for finding a pithy and noteworthy and profound statement to end the show on. because Greg has lost his mind today.
Vagisil.
Superheroes are basically worthless.
This has been the Law Offices of Quibble, Squabble, and Bicker computer telecast, where any advice has been designed purely for amusement and deep-sea diving. Please take a candy on your way out, pet the lion tamer, and subscribe to this computer telecast if you know it's good for you. The Law Offices of Quibble, Squabble, and Bicker deny all culpability in today's events and are not to be confused with real law offices that have a secretary and books and stuff. Thank you all. Have a good day.